PXY with Carter and Corey is on 98 PXY, 222-9800, Club PXY, save text line 69822. No, I was in love with SNL over the weekend. If you haven't gotten to see it yet, if it's still like sitting on your pre-record or your TiVo or whatever the frig it's called, on demand, I don't even know, by Hulu is where I watched it. It is incredible. It's probably one of the best ones of the season. First of all, Taylor Swift performed.
Yes. Yeah,
and second,
awesome.
I got to hear Tiffany Haddish for the first time. Now, Tiffany Haddish is, first of all, she made history this weekend by being the first black comedian to host SNL.
I didn't realize that.
Stand-up comedian. Isn't that crazy?
And you think about, Whoopi Goldberg never got up on there?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right? The first, well, besides actress. So here is a little part of her opening monologue that actually, that I just fell in love with.
That's what I can't stand about the internet, because it's messing with my fashion game. I feel like I should be able to wear what I want, when I want, however many times I want, as long as I Febreze it. What?
So she was wearing this like gorgeous white dress that apparently she had worn on the red carpet before for her movie, Girls Trip. And her stylists and all of her people, her PR people, were like, you cannot wear the same dress that you wore on the red carpet to host SNL. Are you crazy?
It's a big faux pas.
People are going to notice. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. You can't have the same exact dress. People are going to go bananas. And she's like, listen, this was a $4,000 dress. I'm going to wear this to my wedding. I'm going to wear this to your wedding. I'm going to wear this three more times tonight. I'm going to wear this in my coffin when I die, even if I get super fat. She's like, I'm going to wear the crap out of this dress because it was expensive. And it got me thinking, you know what? How many times have I changed my outfit because of Instagram? Guys don't really think about that stuff, but
no,
girls do.
We don't. Well, also the fact that a lot of her wardrobe appears to look the same anyway.
Right.
You kind of get away with that.
Suit and tie. That's all you need.
It's very simple. Yeah, but this is something, okay, I would have said that you were crazy and that this isn't a thing that real women think about, but my girlfriend just didn't comment the other day saying how I can't take any pictures at holiday parties because I want to wear the same outfit.
Right? See? I'm glad that my feelings don't validate, but as long as Corey's girlfriend agrees, then we're good.
I just wanted to get the extra.
That's why she's a saint.
Check.
She's a saint.
Validates you.
But St. Courtney is right. At least for some of us, maybe it'll slow down once we have kids and once we have more time.
Important
or
things.
Less time, more important things. But for me, I get freaked out. I get called out if I wear the same thing on Instagram twice.
That's crazy. So do you pull this move? I've heard of this before, where you will actually set it up in your closet based on like the last time you wore it. So like, I wore it recently. I got to throw it to the back of the closet.
No, I'm bad. I want to create a system like that. But my closet's very much like dresses here, tank tops here, shirts here. And I've been trying to get rid of stuff, as you know, which makes it really
minimalist.
Hard because I'm not one to throw stuff out very easily when it comes to clothes. I always end up wearing stuff that I haven't worn in years because it always comes back around.
Retro, yeah, sure.
It kills me. The shirt I'm wearing now, last time I wore it, was a Jingle Jam like 5 years ago.
Did you find this in the back of your closet?
It was in my tank top section.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what, all right. But don't think I'm going to take a picture of it today and put it on Instagram because there's a picture of it, me wearing it on Instagram. I'm saying this to get the judgment.
So, like, how long in between? You said this was a Jingle Jam from, like, 5 years ago?
Right.
Still, it's tainted. Like, once it's up there, then
it's done. Once it's on the internet, it's over.
One photo, that's it.
That's why I used to rent all my dresses, because you wear it once, and then you never get photographed wearing it again.
I love how it makes it tainted or something.
It does. It's so weird. It's like an Instagram shame. Didn't you wear that before?
So dumb. Well, yeah.
It is dumb.
Come on,
right.
Like, after a certain amount of time, like, okay, I get it. Maybe if it's, like, the holiday season and you're wearing it for every party, people are going to pick up on that. But for, like, it's on your Instagram from 5 years ago. Do you think anyone's really scrolling through?
I know, but Corey, that's the paranoia in my system now. Now it's in my system. Been called out too many times. But now she's inspired me.
Okay.
Tiffany Haddish has inspired me. It doesn't make any sense, especially when we spend a lot of money on a dress we really love. Why can't we wear it to every holiday party? Why can't we wear it several days in a row?
Right, Megan, I literally wear my clothes until they fall apart on
right?
me.
Right, exactly, even your socks. So what I'm thinking, this year, I'm just going to buy one nice dress, and I'm going to wear it for every dress-up occasion I have through New Year's Eve.
But Megan, the judgments!
I know.
People are going to judge!
I know.
They're going to see you're wearing that same dress!
I know. But it's so stupid. It doesn't make sense to buy tons of dresses that you're going to wear once. I have dresses in my closet that I wore one time, and I'm like, really good. Think of all the money that, ladies, that we've wasted on things that we've worn once for one special occasion.
dumb. It's dumb. It's guys have dumb. Always thought that was dumb. Okay, so what are you going to do? How are you going to get rid of this judgment? Because obviously it does affect you. It's in your head.
I got to just not care. I'm gonna get one nice dress somewhere at the mall. Maybe I'll go later on this week because I know we have something on Saturday. We have our Brockport Alumni Gala on Saturday. Or not, that's Saturday in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But then I got a couple weeks to get a really nice dress, get some multi-working accessories for it.
Ah, there it is.
And then dress it up each time because I have that. We have our work holiday party, New Year's Eve, anything else in between. I want to wear the same dress every time.
See, if you work the accessories, I feel like I can come off. It's a completely different outfit.
Exactly.
Every single time.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's the talent, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the trick.
That's the trick. I think. I don't know. This is an experiment. I've never done this before.
Okay. The holiday dress challenge.
Ladies, you should come in on this with me. Honestly, you should do the same. Think about doing the same thing. Just getting yourself one nice dress for every holiday party, from your significant other's holiday parties to your family stuff to New Year's Eve, wearing the same thing and taking pictures of it and then putting it all together. And tweet me about it.
And don't forget the Febreze.
At 98 PXY Rochester. Febreze is clutch, let me tell you. Or Downy.